I see rows of baby avocado trees, freshly planted and seemingly healthy. But in an adjacent grove, avocado trees are bare and dying.
We keep a keen eye on the trees. We look and see for any dead branches or any insects or anything that might bring this disease to our groves.
That's Mary Osloon. She's a farmer at Brooks Tropical, scouting the area for signs of the laurel wilt infection. The farm maintains 3,000 acres of avocado trees, but had to recently chop down 30 acres. The University of Florida Tropical Research and Education Center is looking for a solution. But for now, they're telling avocado growers in South Florida to cut down and burn infected avocado trees. Jonathan H. Crane is a tropical fruit crop specialist at UF. He says laurel wilt easily spreads if not handled quickly.
It's hard to get ahead of the disease if you don't control it very quickly and drastically.
UF is not alone. Florida International University, Miami-Dade County, and other national agricultural agencies are helping to fund and research the disease.
They've collaborated with us, let us use their groves, their trees, you know, millions of dollars of time, labor, and resources. So I'm very optimistic.
I'm Amanda Rubinas in Miami.